This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado's longest-running ski and snowboarding fundraiser event is celebrating 25 years of raising funds for young kids and families experiencing poverty. The Invest in Kids Janathon raises money through sponsors hitting the slopes at Winter Park and Mary Jane. CEO Lisa Hill says it all started when 16 participants raised $10,000.
They were so jazzed at how successful their endeavor was that they just continued to grow it.
Fast forward to today, the event has raised $2.4 million. Two new polls show Colorado families are struggling to afford childcare. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
One-third of Coloradans have either left a job, not worked, or worked part-time because of expensive childcare, according to a poll of voters statewide. The nonprofit Healthier Colorado says more than a quarter of Coloradans cut into savings or increased debt to pay for childcare. A separate poll targeting Jefferson County neighborhoods with high densities of children found a quarter of parents have had to borrow money, take out a loan, or use a credit card to afford childcare. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
One of the most contentious lobbyist battles at the Colorado State Capitol this year is a package of bills designed to reduce the state's summer smog problem. The trio of bills would revamp the state's approach to regulating air pollution. Democratic lawmakers proposed the legislation. Environmental and public health groups support the bills, while oil and gas and construction business groups have hired lobbyists to defeat the measure. This is CPR News and KRCC.